Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Everyman Show, like clockwork, 6:30 p.m. every night. I come here to tell you what I find out after I found out what it is that you need to find out. Well, tonight, what's really bugging me, not only I have this ridiculous scalded throat from coffee and talking too much, but it's painful. I got to tell you something. When you drink hot coffee like that, you get burnt. It's just like when they tell you you can keep your doctor and you get burnt. It's just like they tell you that Barack Obama is a Christian and you get burnt. It's just like they tell you that your vote's counted and you get burnt. It's just like they tell you that 9/11, well, it was a bunch of 19 little goofy guys that stole some airplanes. And we get burnt. The New World Order is scorched earthing everything. Nothing is going to be left. Make no mistake about it. You're either with the terrorists or you're with us. And we're the New World Order, and we're the Trilateral Commission, and we're going to own everything because we stole everything, and we nuked the World Trade Centers, and that's the way it's going to have to be. And they set up this Durst guy now. They know he's mentally insane. The guy who happens to be the oligarch in the family that runs the One World Trade Center. Can you believe it? In this new reality program called Jinx. And they just happen to get him on tape in the bathroom saying, "I killed them, of course. Oh, I'm caught." The guy is as loony as a tick. He's as batty as the shooter that killed Chris Kyle. He's out of his brain. He has no concept of what he said. He talks to himself on live camera when nobody's in the room. He's delusional. It's what happens with a lifetime of drugs and alcohol and having this oligarch situation. Now you understand what George Soros is like. Can you imagine not just being worth $100 million and doing nothing all day but running around New York like a little parasite? Imagine being George Soros, not 87 years old with $24 billion, nothing better to do than to create an unimaginable, unprecedented race riot in the United States of America and to cause civil war. And you wonder, do you think Bill Gates is halfway off his rocker? Do you think the guy just might be absolutely freaking delusional with his vaccine push and this GMO nightmare from hell they're laying on the globe? How many people have diabetes right now because the corn, the GMO corn, has this insulin gene in it that causes your body to produce endless insulin? It wrings out your liver. It absolutely pushes it to its infamy, to its endless, look, you got to get it through your damn head. We have end game scenario in humanity. All of these multi-billionaire Rothschilds, Rockefellers, freaking shit, you name it. These people that have been running this country into the ground for 100 years since the Fed was established by the same ridiculous people, the 12 banker families. And it's, how many times do you have to be told that Wells Fargo and Bank of America launder the drug cartel money through the FBI, and these guys are living in waterfront homes all up and down the coast, from Maine to frickin' Florida, multi-million dollars, and you wonder how in the hell did they afford those damn houses, being some super stooge? Well, I own a chain of fast food restaurants, lying son of a bitch. You're a drug-running CIA, FBI asset who literally lines your pockets for the cash that these ghetto rats had no clue what they were getting into before they went to prison. Aren't you just so fucking proud of yourself? You miserable, rat-nasty, bastard son of a bitches. And so, what do? I do the Everyman show, and they send a couple of fucking goons that happen to be named Brian and Paul. Two of my buddies from high school. Yeah, yeah. One was a tall, bearded fucking schmuck. Looked some dick brain from fucking South Carolina. Couldn't string two fucking words together. Well, those are the people that write my paychecks, and you better not be a threat. And we came to buy an Alabama, come to a fucking yard sale. Everything you do, once you get on their radar, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You soiled yourself, guess what? They know it. And they continue this charade on humanity. Let me tell you something. If you're stupid enough to do your banking on a cell phone or a smartphone or whatever on the internet, you deserve to have everything robbed from you. You understand? If you're doing banking on your smartphone and you get hacked and they steal your $550, you've been saving for 4 months and you got $550 and they stole your money. That's exactly what they do. Do you think NSA doesn't have these guys working in there that just might be a little unscrupulous on the weekend and might happen to do a little something crazy like steal a few $1,000s every now and then? They know exactly how to hide it. They know exactly how to use the promised backdoor system. And you believe that, well, I've got a great password because I put some dots and some checks and some other doody dads in there, and I use some configurations that they'll never be able to encrypt. And then you save it on your phone. Yeah, Google pops up and says, do you want Google to save this password? And you press, well, of course I do. And you're just going to keep on believing what you believe. So you just keep on believing that everything you're seeing on television is hunky-dory. We got this guy coming on TV on Fox News. Let me tell you something. Do you think that the Russians don't watch our television? Do you think they don't know how to decipher every last innuendo? They created that language. So they come on here and they listen to this. This is, I'm major general, scales, and I'm talking out of the left side of my face, and I know what I'm talking about, and we're going to send some Russians home in body bags, and they'll know it then, won't they? Chuckle it up, old fat man. You just pissed off Vladimir Putin to a point where he's done thinking about what he's going to do. And let me tell you something, all you billion trillionaires. You think you're going to run off to Iceland and Greenland, or you think you got a nice place off the coast of Africa with a bunch of armed guards? Well, you're not going to get away from Vladimir Putin when he decides that he has a list of certain people, very wealthy oligarchs, these guys that are involved in this outrageous New World Order dusting of the entire planet and its people. You're not going to get away with it either. And you can have all the security you want, but when the KGB or some of these other spooks, hire Blackwater all day long, they know exactly how to deal with it. When kamikaze maniacs kiss their wives goodbye and their children, knowing that they're going to be taken care of for the rest of their lives, they're going on a mission for Mother Russia and the Big Bear. They're not coming home, and if they do, they'll be heroes forever. But more than likely not. This is the way people protect their families and their country, unlike Americans. And all these 22 soldiers a day that are committing suicide, well, you're not going to be able to replace them because nobody's going to sign up for the military now knowing what it is. This is exactly how Barack Obama, this is exactly how Bill Gates and his vaccines and all this bullshit, this is exactly how Warren Buffett and his insurance scam across the globe. Remember Warren Buffett, the guy that took all those bankers? Because bankers are way more important than some Pentagon financial investigators, some accountants that are looking for some stolen money and gold. Wow. I mean, the utter, and how does anybody who's involved in this sleep at night? How do they possibly go home and stare at their wives who believe they're honorable, smile in their face, and go on about their lives doing what they have done, leaving humanity in the dust? I don't think that Alex Jones has quite put it together yet. I got a feeling that I have the end game answer a little better than Alex does. These are war games. They know exactly how to play one side up against the other. They can create infighting. If they wanted to, they can create infighting with two houseflies on a window pane. And they'd love to sit there and watch them annihilate each other. This is what you have in Ferguson. This is what you have in L.A. This is what you have in Detroit. You got black sites up there in Detroit, and all these people know about it. Alicia Keys even friended me on or followed me on Twitter when I put on there about the black sites in Detroit, scooping up black men off the street so they can go torture them, disappearing them. Many, many of the worst heroin addicts don't come out alive. This is a eugenics murder kill. This is Rahm Emanuel having his mayor and his police chief and his police forces murdering innocent people on the streets of the United States of America. Do you understand the utter danger that you're in? But why listen to Alan Eric Dabowski? He's just a moron. Look at this guy, Al B, anyway. He doesn't know anything. He's just a damn carpenter. Why, I think I'm going to turn on Scott Pelley and watch CBS, or maybe I'll watch Fox News tonight and masturbate to some really sexy, sexy, slutty-looking women as they tell you the same old rhetoric all over again, day after day after day. Yeah, man. Woo, maybe we'll get Michelle Malkin on. I'd love to squirt to that one. Sorry if that's rude, but dude, I am over the edge. Okay? I had to watch Dr. Phil interview the murderer of Chris Kyle and this other gentleman. So they're crying and they're worried about it, and the guy comes home from the military skinny as a rail. An absolute perfect specimen. Right? Skinny as a rail, and here they come. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm going to have to finish this Everyman Show later. I got a visitor. Bye-bye.